said they had a what?
A cellar.
Uh-huh. What was that like?
Well, it was down built, down in the ground that you go underground cellar.
Uh-huh.
Big hole, and then it covered over with dirt and have a door that would go down into it. And they would put those, the Olivers used to do it, that's the only ones I know of, put the Irish potatoes down in there
mm-hmm.
in hay.
In hay?
Yeah, hay seed.
Mm-hmm.
Just straw, just put them down, and they kept them all right. I've tried to keep onions, but I've even put screen wire, net wire up and hung them where they are and get top and bottom of them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd all just rot on me. You know, when it used to be when the onions, you'd go out and get them by the sacks, well, if you're just going after them,
mm-hmm.
give them to you. Big, nice big onions. But I never could keep them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd all just rot on me.
If you're growing corn, it would grow out in a...
Oh yeah, out in the corn fields, yeah.
Uh-huh. What if you were growing something and it wasn't, maybe just some potatoes or something, and it wasn't big enough to be called a field, you'd call it a...
Garden.
Okay.
Vegetable garden.
What about patch? Did you ever...
About what?
Patch.
Potato patch, that's right, potato patch.
Uh-huh. What size would a patch be?
Oh, it wouldn't be very big.
Mm-hmm.
Not very big, just a little small place.
Would you have a special name for vegetables that you grew yourself?
No.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of fences did people used to have?
You mean in town?
Uh-huh.
Well, we used to have, in my day, it was all wooden fences. They called it picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
A picket fence.
What did they look like?
Well, they was pretty scroll pickets on top, you know. And
pointed at the top?
Pointed, yeah. That kind of scrolled.
Would you nail them together, or?
Well, no, you'd run a, you put your post in and then run your top rail and your bottom rail and your baseboard on the bottom rail, and you set your pickets on top of that baseboard
mm-hmm.
and up and nail it down there and up here, and then in between you take a picket and put in, and then another picket on that side of them and nail that picket and just keep going.
Nail it to the
top and bottom rail, see?
Uh-huh. What about fences that you see out in the country?
Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Barbed wire fences.
To set up one of those, you dig a hole and put a...
Put the posts. Put your posts.
Uh-huh.
And then stretch your wire on them and nail them, put them in there with staples, they call them.
Stretch the wire from one?
One long, just so you have wire, what they call a wire stretcher, see?
Uh-huh.
And tack it to your corner post, fasten it good. And get a big post for your corner post.
Uh-huh.
And then take your spooler, well, it's about that much wire, spool of barbed wire, and unroll it and get down to the end and stretch it with those stretchers, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be a man come along, post every 10 foot apart,
mm-hmm.
and nail it, staple it on.
Mm-hmm.
And a full barbed wire fence is a legal fence. A three or a two barbed wire fence is not legal. If anything gets in your place and eats up your crop or anything, you can't do nothing because it's not a legal fence.
Mm-hmm.
Four barbed wires is a legal fence.
Did you ever see a fence that would go in and out like this?